Hasta la vista, baby.
Just out of touch with it. Can't say too much about it. Gotta act to Latin. Cause we can't seem to live without it. Sometimes it's skin tight. Hello everyone, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host Ankita and you're tuning into our weekly show Against the Current. This is your go-to campus connection broadcasting from the heart of the Point Grey campus. Before we dive in, let's acknowledge that we are on the ancestral, unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam people and a fact that we honor and respect. An update for our regulars and newcomers alike. Our show has a new slot. Catch us every day, Wednesday at 10 a.m. for a fresh take on the most pressing topics. Well, today's broadcast isn't just another day on the calendar. It marks a pivotal moment in our journey together. Our 2024 fun drive is here. It's a time when we celebrate the power of independent radio and the role it plays in our lives. I'm your host Ankita and bringing you today in today's episode a special blend of conversation, information and of course the unique sounds that make us who we are. So the story of community radio in Canada specifically began in the mid 70s, a time of great cultural and music revolution. It was then in 1974 and 75 the stations like CFRO FM in Vancouver first hit the airwaves, setting the stage for what would become a rich tradition of community broadcasting. These stations were founded on the principles that are still close to our hearts, that are a focus on local content, showcasing diverse music and fostering community involvement. So, but what exactly guides the operation of stations like ours? It's the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, or CRTC's Campus and Community Radio Policy. This policy is the backbone of our operations. And community radio is more than just about music or news. It's about creating a platform where local voices, especially those underrepresented in mainstream media, can be heard. So under this policy, we are mandated to deliver diverse programming. This includes featuring music from new and local talent, spoken word content that sparks discussion and providing information that resonates with our listeners. It's a mandate that drives us to be a true reflection of the community we serve. But community radio stations like CITR are more than just broadcasters. We are integral part of our communities, providing spaces for training, participation and media access for voices that might otherwise go unheard. Operated as a non-profit organization, our lifeblood comes from the community contributions, students, pledge drives and grants. This model ensures our ability to serve our community effectively, championing diversity and inclusivity at every turn. Now, let's talk about Fun Drive. So, Fun Drive, that is Say Yes to CITR, this year especially, we are embarking on a crucial journey aiming to raise $20,000 to give our beloved station a much-needed upgrade. So, what upgrade, you ask? Well, imagine this, our transmitter and antenna, the very heart and soul of CITR, has been with us since the 1970s. Yes, you heard it right. They have been faithfully broadcasting for over four decades of history, music and voices. But to keep the spirit alive and kicking, we need to bring our equipment into the 21st century, and this is where you all come in. Community radio, my friends, is more than just a platform. It's a lifeline. It connects, empowers, and gives voices to the diverse cultures, opinions, and stories that make up our community. At CITR, with over 19 unique radio programs, from the soulful strains of folk or roots to the electrifying beats of hip-hop, the eclectic bops, the heavy riffs of metal, the smooth grooves of jazz, CITER is a beacon of independent broadcasting. But why is this fun drive so critical? It's as simple as it can be. Without your support, listeners, the voices that challenge, entertain, and enlighten could fade into silence. Your donations ensure that we continue to be a space for independent voice and music, a platform for those unheard stories, and a community where everyone belongs. So during the fun drive, which is taking place currently from February 1st to 8th, we are seeing the power of community in action. My fellow hosts, staff, and volunteers are coming together, taking the airwaves to next level to share the story of our journey, our needs, and our dreams. And now we are turning to you, our listeners, our family, to help us cross the finish line. So donating to CITER is not just about keeping the lights on. It's about saying yes to the innovation, to the diversity, to the music and stories that define us. With flexible donation options, including recurring monthly gifts that you can adjust anytime, supporting us has never been easier. So why should you say yes to CITER? Because community radio is the heartbeat of a collective experience. It's where the music never stops, the conversations always matter, and where your voice is always heard. By supporting this year's fun drive, you're not just donating to a radio station, you're investing in the legacy of independent broadcasting, ensuring that for years to come, CITER can continue to be a home for everyone who tunes in. So here's the thing. Every donation, big or small, can help us get closer to our goal. It's your support that transforms our dreams into reality, ensuring that CITER remains a vibrant and essential part of this community. So in today's episode, I want to take you on a journey through the heart and soul of what makes CITER truly unique and special. So did you know that CITER has been broadcasting over 90 locally focused radio programs? Our commitment to multicultural programming ensures that we serve a wide range of communities, celebrating the diverse voices that make up the fabric of our very own city. From the latest in local music scenes to discussions on global cultures, CITER is your go-to station for content that reflects our multicultural city and the world. So, pioneering isn't new to us. So back in 1994, CITER became the first radio station in Vancouver to step into the digital age with an email address and gopher, showcasing our early adoption of internet broadcasting. The spirit of innovation has carried us through decades, ensuring that we remain at the forefront of broadcasting technology. As you all know, if you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, that our heart beats for local music. Yes, CITR is deeply involved in Vancouver's music community, supporting Canadian and local artists through airplay, promotion, and by offering live streaming and podcasts for all our programs. We are not just a radio station, we are a platform for artists to thrive. So, community is at the core of everything we do here at the station. Offering broadcasting training to volunteers, CITER opens its doors to anyone with passion for radio, allowing our listeners to become the creators. From our humble beginnings in 1937, yes, you heard me right, 1937, when board students played records in a cafeteria, to our official broadcast launch in 1982. We have believed in the power of community and involvement throughout our time at CITER. Our commitment to excellence in journalism was recognized in 1998 when we won a Standard Award for outstanding coverage on the APEC conference. It has been a testament to our dedication to providing meaningful and impactful journalism. Next, sustainability and responsibility guide all our operations. Benefiting from the UBC sustainability programs, we minimize our environmental footprint. In addition to this, and I can't emphasize on this enough, and I would like to reiterate again and again, we are the champions for underrepresented voices with CITR and Discorder magazine that is completely and entirely dedicated to amplifying stories that often go unheard in mainstream media. Our rich history with milestones, including the birth of Mint Records and the iconic Nardwuar, celebrating over 75 years on air, we have been a beacon of innovation, being among the first in Canada to podcast our programs and continuing to push the boundaries with unique programming like Copy or Paste and a 1 hour of happy, happy fun time mushik. So our effective radiated power ensures that our signal reaches across the Vancouver metropolitan area, bringing you live performances, unique shows, and vibrant energy of our community. Operated by UBC students and community volunteers, CITR is a hands-on learning ground for the next generation of broadcasters. Oh wait, let's not forget a contribution to the arts and cultural scene here in Vancouver, from the Live at Lunch concert series to supporting not-for-profit art spaces. We are more than a radio station. Yes, we're definitely a community pillar. Well, honestly, just talking about all these facts about what makes CITR, CITR, fills me with immense pride and joy that I'm a part of such a close-knit community, and I take pride in being a part of the station. So as we rally for Say Yes to CITR Fund Drive, remember that your support fuels our ability to contribute to these incredible initiatives. And by donating, you're not just keeping the radio on, you are investing in a legacy of diversity, innovation, and community engagement. So for today's episode, we have some very special guests in the studio. The individuals who have made my time at CITR not only easier, but for everyone, they have made it truly remarkable. They have been instrumental in every way, dedicating their efforts daily to ensure that my voice, along with others that grace the station, can reach you. Their dedication, passion, and hard work are what keep the spirit of CITR alive and thriving. So first up, we have our very own program manager, Kiara, who's a cornerstone of our CITR family. Kiara's role is pivotal in coordinating the diverse and engaging programming that you've come to love and expect from us. From scheduling shows to supporting our hosts and ensuring our content remains fresh and relevant, Kiara's behind-the-scenes efforts are a big reason why CITR continues to be the beacon of community radio. Hi, Kiara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, perfect, Kiara. So, Kiara, can you please explain what inspired you to become a part of CITR and how could you please share the story behind your decision to join the station?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like my entry into CITR was a wonderful surprise for me. I started in community radio about 5 years ago. I was a student at SFU, and I feel like I've told this story a few times on air, so there's listeners out there that are like, I've heard this before, forgive me, you're hearing it again. Yeah. But I was at SFU, and SFU is a commuter campus. It's hard to make friends there. So I was bouncing around between clubs, trying to figure out like a good place to meet friends, people that were like-minded, and in my efforts to find other kind of quiet, artsy, politically engaged, creative people, I stumbled into the radio station there, and I started volunteering. Initially, I was volunteering to clean the station, because they were planning, like, a spring cleaning, so I just showed up and started, like, cleaning their fridge. But I met some wonderful people and continued my time there, and I ended up getting a summer position, like a summer jobs position in 2019 that really, I think it honestly changed my life. I can't put it any other way. It really changed my life. I was thrown into the world of community radio quite literally on my first day. They were like, oh, okay, you're here, come into the on-air studio, you're gonna host this show with me. And I was like, I've literally never been on air before, this is wild. But it really transformed my life for the better. So after 2019, I continued as a volunteer programmer at that station, which is CJSF at SFU. Got another summer position in 2022, graduated in 2023 from SFU, and I saw the position for CITR come across my Instagram timeline, because I've been following CITR for quite a while. And I wanted the job very badly, and I applied, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll get the position. Like, I've worked in community radio, but there's definitely other people out there that are maybe a little more technically qualified than me. And I got it. And I can't explain how much of a dream job this has been for me. I love community radio with all of my heart. It's such an incredible community of creative people and of support for people to pursue their creative interests without much limitation and with like so many resources to kind of tap into. So that is how my presence at CITR happened.
Thanks for letting us know. Now we know where the motivation came from. So, Kiara, can you tell us about a time when the support from CITR community felt overwhelming? Because honestly, for me, CITR has been my sanctuary. It has been my safe haven in a sense that it has been very instrumental in my personal and professional journey. I often, share with Hina how, despite being a public policy student, the depth of understanding and insight I gained from interviewing people on air and learning about policy issues firsthand surpasses anything I've encountered in the classroom. So, and the amount of support I receive from the station is almost overwhelming. So would you like to share your instance of
I'm very happy to hear that that's been your experience at CITR. I really feel like that's something that a lot of people experience at the station, which is such a beautiful gift to everyone. I mean, as a staff member, I feel like it's a gift for me to be able to work in an environment that creates that for people. But I can't pin down an exact moment. I think it's just day-to-day life at the station feels overwhelmingly supportive. I watch our volunteers, our student execs step up every single day to offer support to their peers, to folks who just come into the station and are wondering what's going on. Everyone's always so friendly, wants to welcome people into the space and bring them into this community. And I guess as a staff member specifically, like I have been so supported in like every aspect of my role by everyone that I work with, but I'm gonna put particular focus on Jasper here because he's fantastic. He really supported me in making like decisions in my job that maybe kind of changed the way that things were happening within my department, but really like supported me in the way that made me feel confident in what I was doing. And he's just a really, really like affirmative, caring person. And I think
Thanks.
that reverberates through the whole space with everyone I've worked with. There's a lot of care for who you are as an individual, as a person coming into the space, beyond what you bring to the space in a technical capacity or in terms of your skills. It's like, who are you and why are you here and how can we make your experience here feel supported and help you grow in this space.
Yeah, that's true, Kiara. So definitely, listeners, one thing we take immense pride in here at the station is that our vibrant and close-knit community. So, Kiara, would you like to explain it to our listeners that how does CITR foster a sense of family among its members and listeners, and why is this community aspect so vital?
Yeah, I mean, I think the community aspect of the station is really what's at the core of it all. With the radio world in Canada or in BC, it's very segmented into like commercial stations, public stations like CBC, and community stations like CITR. And one of the beautiful things about a community station is that it's not driven by profit. It's not being kind of what we are able to explore on the air isn't constrained by like commitments to like advertisers. So there's this space for people to be truly themselves with what they do at CITR. And I think that already just starts to build a sense of community because there is that level of support of like, what brings you joy? What makes you excited? There is like a space for pretty much everyone to have that experience. And even with like the way that people engage with CITR is very community focused. There's a strong desire amongst our student executives and our volunteers to build good connections with each other, but also with like other spaces around UBC, connecting with clubs, connecting with different like activist groups around campus to create solidarity and find ways to support each other. I just believe truly that like the student executive team that we have this year, they're the first executive team I've worked with, but I'm amazed by them all. They are such passionate people, and they take the community aspect of what we're doing so seriously and work to make a really safe and understanding space for anyone that wants to be a part of it. And I don't know if that answered your question. I feel like I went off on a million tangents, but that's what I got.
No, that's definitely it, Kiara. So looking back, which event or program at CITR filled you with immense pride and truly demonstrated the station's role in the community?
From my short experience at CITR, because I've only been here since about August, Victory Square Block Party was probably the one that really stood out to me the most, that I attended. There were other events that I've heard of that I think probably also would fill this space, but I wasn't able to be there. But Victory Square Block Party is something that CITR is involved in every year. And it's a free concert series that happens in the middle of downtown in Victory Square. That brings together an incredible array of artists every year to give performances that literally anyone can attend and enjoy and be a part of. And I think that helps to strengthen the music community around CITR. People are able to kind of discover us in a way that is tangible. But I think also having a space to gather that is not restricted by finances, that's not restricted by like any like physical or like social barriers of a like at like barriers of access to a space. Having this happen in a park and be so welcoming and open is I think an embodiment of what CITR is trying to do.
Definitely. And I think over the years, thanks to the contributions and love from the community, CITR has evolved so much. So, do you have any comments of how CITR has evolved over the years?
I mean,
I mean, from a
I
listener to a
think
programmer, you have seen everything firsthand. So, would you like to say something about how CITR has evolved?
it's constantly evolving. I think that's one of the beautiful things about a space that goes through so much change. Because we're located on a campus, a lot of our programmers are students. So people kind of come in and out of their time at CITR kind of with the ebbs and flows of school. So it's in a constant state of evolution. And I think that's really beautiful because we are able to, excuse me, we're able to experience so many different forms of engagement, so many different forms of creativity. And I think another way that CITR has evolved is that it's become a space that is even more like accessible to people. And that's work. That's the result of work from many past staff members before my time there that I feel very grateful to be a part of and to inherit that in my role and help to carry that forward.
So, Kiara, so this year's fundraising theme that we have is Say Yes to CITR. So, what would you like to explain it to our listeners about what it says and how it is more than just a slogan, but a call to action that matters more today than ever? How would you say that?
Yeah, the Say Yes to CITR was an evolution of a concept that like kind of came out of a situation that we're in as a station, that our wonderful student exec kind of came up with this theme of a Vegas wedding and proclaim your love to CITR, say yes to us and help us to sustain the work that we do. But CITR is in an interesting position this year. Through a series of events, our funding isn't the same this year as it has been in the past. And it's also an important period of time in the media landscape of Canada to support local independent radio. So not only saying yes to CITR and choosing us as a station to support us financially, but also to support us culturally and terms of the space that we hold within the media landscape. Like I said earlier, we're not really restrained by the same kind of factors that restrain coverage of news events, different topics that would restrain a commercial station or a station like CBC. We have a lot more liberty to create a wide variety of programming that just l literally can't exist somewhere else. And community radio is in a bit of an odd space, kind of across Canada right now. A lot of stations are being defunded and are losing their their physical locations, and are potentially facing closure. And I truly believe that that is something that's going to be a massive loss to campus and communities around the world, across Canada, wherever this is happening, because I think that there's such a beautiful potential for people to learn the power of their voice at a community station, and I think everyone should have that opportunity.
Yeah, that's true, Kara. So how would you like to explain to our listeners how does each donation today contribute to the vision of CITR and community radio in general?
Well, I mean, I think in a very literal sense, each donation is going to help us complete some very specific upgrades and projects at the station. We've been for about 2 years working to replace our antenna and transmitter. If you're listening in your car right now, you'll probably notice that it's a really staticky signal. When we replace our antenna and transmitter, that will no longer be the case. We'll sound a heck of a lot better, and it'll be a lot clearer. But on a more interpersonal and human experience level, donating to CITR makes sure that we're able to continue to offer resources to the people that walk through our door, whether that be free trainings in audio production or show hosting, or media ethics, or if it's access to our library of records and music from all the way back to about the 80s. Although maybe even further, I'm doubting my own knowledge here, but we have an incredible resource of past music. When you donate to CITR, you're supporting us and being able to create a space where people are able to explore their selves, their interests, their passions. And I guess this is maybe a little bit of a tangent, but I believe that CITR has a really important space, as a physical space within the UBC community. As a kind of third space, it's not a space that you have to pay to access. There's no restrictions to who you have to be in that space. You can just be there and be yourself. And there aren't a lot of spaces like that left. And I think that that's something that is incredible about CITR.
Definitely, Kiara. I agree. I mean, I have experienced this firsthand, so I definitely agree with it. So, Kiara, what would you say to someone who's on the fence about donating, especially, regarding the tangible impacts of their support? What would you say to them?
I would encourage people to reflect on what it means to them to be able to tune in and listen to something like this. If you're listening today, or if you listen to CITR at any point, I think reflecting on why you listen is a great reason to connect with why you might want to donate to Fundrive. I think, personally, as somebody that does listen to community radio, I value being able to tune in and hear something completely unique, no matter when I tune in, something unique and creative and unusual, and sometimes a little silly. I think that's really beautiful. There's not a lot of space to be silly on the radio. So, yeah, reflecting on your own reasons for why you're a part of this community already is a great way to think about maybe why donation is important for you.
Definitely, Kiara, and power of radio and community when it comes together, it's truly magical, right? So definitely, I mean, you guys have enough reasons to donate, so make sure you make your donation right now. So Kia Rao, we're about to add a little twist to today's show with a fun game that's not only going to test your quick thinking skills, but also share some interesting facts about CITR with our listeners. So the game that we are playing today is called 5 Second Rule Game. And here it is how it works. So first is I'll give you and Jasper a category related to CITR. It could be anything from shows, programs to local artists we featured. Your task is to name 3 items within that category in just under 5 seconds. Yeah, you heard me right, under 5 seconds. So I'll be keeping score. And towards the end of the episode, whoever racks up the highest score by the end of the game wins. But it's not just about winning, it's about winning over the hearts of our listeners by showcasing of how easy it is to say yes to CITR and perhaps sharing a little laughs along the way. So are you ready to dive in and see who knows CITR inside and out?
Oh, I'm ready, and I'm a little nervous.
No, it's okay. We're all good to go. So let's get started. And yeah, may the quickest mind win. So, okay, Kiara. So, first category is CITR programs and shows. So, quick, name 3 radio shows currently airing on CITR. Your time starts now.
Rockers Show, Breakfast with the Browns, Shuk Shukta.
Oh, perfect. That was quick, Kiara. So, next, we have local artists featured on CITR. Can you name 3 local artists or bands that CITR has featured? And your time starts now.
Rosemary Ginger, Grade School was featured on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Okay,
Damn.
nice, nice try, nice try. That was a close call. Okay, next we have events hosted by CITR. Name 3 events or festivals that CITR has been a part of organizing or promoting, and your time starts now.
Victory Square Block Party, Shindig, and this year we ran an event called Ashenda Agenda.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Next, we have fundraising rewards. So, what are the 3 types of rewards donors will receive for supporting CITR? And your time starts now.
I know we have swag available to folks. So the different types of swag are, I could list those. you'll also receive our love to you,
I see.
the
Yeah, love is always there. Okay. That was a close one again.
listener.
Okay. Next, we have famous guests. So name 3 famous guests or interviews that have been featured on CITR, and your time starts now.
I don't even know if I can answer this one. Wow, who has been famous and been on CITR? I don't even think I know. This is a little embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's not. It's completely fine. Okay. 1, 2. Okay, Kiara, you're out of time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I think Jasper might be a little more successful.
Yeah, I hope so. So next we have volunteer opportunities. So tell me 3 roles or positions volunteers can take on CITR. So your time starts now.
You can be a volunteer programmer, you can volunteer with our student executive, and you can also volunteer to table at events.
Damn, let's go, Kiara. So, well, it's clear that your dedication to the station goes beyond your role. And today you've shared some fantastic insights and fun facts, and I'm sure our listeners are enjoying hearing from you. Thank you for being such a great sport, and thank you for your unwavering commitment to CITR and our fundraising efforts. Thank you so much, Kiara.
Thank you, Ankita. I appreciate everything you do with the News Collective. You've been an incredible programmer here. And yeah, I hope everyone who listens is a dedicated listener to Against the Current, because that's some really good reporting.
Thank you so much, Kiara.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, And this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing? Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
We do it for the love of it. Here at CITR and Discorder, we give you our love. No strings attached. All you have to do is turn on your radio or open the streaming app, and it's there, free of charge, whenever you want it. We don't ask you for a thing. Most of the time. But 1 week out of the year, we give you a chance to return that love. It's called Fun Drive, and it's happening now. We're not asking for much. A little goes a long way. This year, we're aiming to raise $20,000 to help improve our studios and replace our aging antenna and transmitter. You can give a little or a lot. And there's prizes. If you give a little, there's little prizes. If you give a lot, there's big prizes. You can even host your own show. And it's easy. Go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button at the top of the screen. Do it right now and help spread the love.
Well, next we have Jasper, a station manager whose leadership and vision steered the ship. Jasper's dedication to the station, its mission, and its people ensures that CITR remains a vibrant and integral part of the community. Under Jasper's guidance, CITR has navigated the challenges of modern broadcasting, embracing innovation while staying true to our roots and values. Okay, so hi, Jasper. Welcome to Against the Current.
Hi, Ankitak. Thanks for having me.
Okay, perfect, Jasper. So, Jasper, starting with what inspired you to become a part of CITR, and can you tell your role here, and can you share the story behind your motivation to join the station?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. My background is in music, and I've been playing music in Vancouver since like 2009. And so I was originally hired at CITR to work in the music department. And I've always had a real fascination and love for radio. I grew up as a kid listening to radio every day. Because I grew up, you know, before we had a lot of access to the internet. So that's how I got my music, was through radio and television. So I've always thought the radio was a special and magic thing. So I jumped at the opportunity to work here in the music department. And that was in 2019, and I've been here ever since.
Oh my God, that's so nice to hear, Jasper. It's been a long time. So you've been here for a long time, Jasper. So how would you say CITR has evolved over the years? Because from what we know, it has a long standing and a very rich history in the community radio arena. So can you please tell us a little about how it has evolved over the years?
Sure. I think CITR is the kind of organization that really reflects the people who are active in it at any given time. So, and what's cool about CITR is that it's not like it's sort of a broad organization that has a lot of different stakeholders. There's our staff, there are our student executives, there's our board of directors, and then we have our programmers, and we have the magazine and all of our volunteers who kind of work in all of those different departments. So CITR at any given moment is a reflection of those groups of people all coming together to make it what it is. So, yeah. You know, in my time here, I've been happy to see CITR is really a warm and kind place where people are invited to come and be creative and be their authentic selves.
Yeah, definitely, Jasper. So Jasper, one thing that I know being a part of CITR, that one thing that we take immense pride in is the sense of community that we have developed. So Jasper, would you like to tell us about a time when the support from CITR for yourself felt overwhelming?
Yeah, sure. I think CITR was a huge supportive thing in my life during, the years 2020 to 2022, when the world was, disrupted so heavily and so much of our lives were online. CITR, we got into the practice of connecting every day on video, all of the staff and the exec. And it was like one of the few constants in my life during that time. Yeah. And there was a lot of mutual support happening between everyone involved. And it was, it was a time of intense work in terms of CITR. We were really working on ourselves during that time too. We were setting aside time to meet and connect and talk about CITR, like not so much the work that we were doing day to day, but like what CITR is and what we want to do with our time here. So it was really productive and important to me.
Yeah, thank you so much for telling us that, Jasper. So Jasper, looking back, so what do you think that the support and donations that we receive from our listeners, how do you envision the future of CITR with that kind of support? And can you paint us a picture of what we all at CITR are working towards together?
Sure. Maybe I'll start with the second part. I think everybody here at CITR is working to make this place better. And in doing so, CITR exists to serve its membership and to serve its listeners and readers. So when we work to make CITR better, we're really serving all of those people, and we're serving that the artists and the writers that come and share their work with us. So this year, we are fundraising to complete a very important technical upgrade at the station. It's been 2 years in the making, and we are replacing our antenna and our transmitter, which means we are going to sound way better on terrestrial radio, and we'll reach way farther. So it's a huge improvement that should last decades.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for that again, Jasper. So Jasper, how would you like to tell our listeners that how are the donations, except for that, is going to help CITR in a sense that that we are building a community here, and how do you think how would you encourage a listener to donate?
Listeners can donate by heading to a website, donate to citr.ca, and that money is going directly towards this upgrade. And if you zoom out, the upgrade is very radio focused this year, the antenna and the transmitter. Everyone that contributes to CITR on air, they're all volunteers. They're all volunteering their time to make radio for listeners and for local artists. And by upgrading this equipment, we're really honoring that work that they're doing. Because they're going to sound so much better and they're going to reach so much farther. It's really just raising the volume on the work that they're doing and the artists that they're serving.
Definitely, Jasper. So Jasper, you've been here for a long time now. So can you tell us about some of the challenges that we as a community radio station are facing right now?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we are a nonprofit society, so we always rely heavily on listener support, on reader support, and on volunteers to make this possible. The work we do here is very resource intensive. Running a radio station is expensive, and so is publishing a magazine. There's a lot of costs that go into it. And we are not, because we're a nonprofit, we don't spend a lot of our time and energy on profit generating activities like selling advertising or trying to acquire corporate sponsors, things like that, because we focus most of our time on serving our membership. So, you know, we rely a lot on community support. There are other challenges out there. You know, I think everyone is facing a lot of financial challenges right now due to things like inflation and economic conditions just sort of largely in the world right now. So it's a tough time to be asking for support, and we recognize that. So we're appreciative of any financial support that the listeners can offer us, but we're also appreciative of anyone who just listens to the radio or reads our magazine or comes and visits us or comes to our events. There's a lot of other ways to support CITR that are not just about money.
Definitely, Jasper. So I think one of the best things about CITR is that it is located on campus, and a lot of students like myself, they're contributing to the station, and we get to learn a lot, and we get to learn about the issues. For example, I was just telling Kiara about how privileged I feel that I get to learn about the issues firsthand. And being a public policy student, I do not get to learn that in the classroom environment. So definitely students like me do get a lot of opportunities. And yes, listeners out there, you need to also remember that we have a lot of volunteer opportunities open every time, every single second there. So Jasper, looking back, which event or program at CITR filled you with pride and truly demonstrated the station's role in the community?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I really like Shindig. I love coming out and seeing all these new artists and seeing everyone come and be excited about new music. I'm really getting into the magazine these days, Discorder magazine. It's so cool to see what's on offer every 2 months, because we publish every 2 months. But you know, there's so much going on here. I would just encourage folks to come check it out in person. We do offer free tours every day at noon, and we try to keep the barriers to entry very low. So come see for yourself if you're listening.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Jasper. I think that is also one of the best things about CITR. I mean, everything is best, but somewhere or the other, this is the best thing, that it's an open environment and it's an opportunity for everybody to learn something. So there are a lot of opportunities. So Jasper, could you describe how, because I think the power of radio and community together, when it comes together, it's truly magical. So would you like to explain the role of radio and community and when it comes together?
Sure. There are not a lot of opportunities for people to participate in the media in a non-corporate environment. You know, we are, as I said earlier, a nonprofit society. We are not beholden to sponsors or advertisers. And that's rare in media. I think that allows us to platform voices that normally are excluded from media, whether it's radio or television or print. So community media is really important in that sense, that it platforms voices that are not usually platformed by large media organizations. And there's also a freedom to really speak honestly and authentically here at community media that is not necessarily present in other media organizations. So those are two really big, really big factors that I think are worth upholding. And so if you're listening and there's community media in your community that you can support, whether it's us or another station or another independent magazine or website, please do, because it matters so much.
Thank you so much, Jasper, for that motivation. So, Jasper, now it's time for some game time. So we have this game of 5 second rule game, and I would just like to reiterate the rules for our listeners. So here is how it works. I'll give you a category related to CITR. It could be anything from shows and programs to local artists we've featured. Your task is to name three items within that category in just under 5 seconds. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ready. Are you ready?
Okay,
perfect. So the first category is CITR shows and programs. Quick, name three radio shows currently airing on CITR, and your time starts now.
Unseated Airwaves, Dunkin's Donuts, and Pacific Noise Weird.
Oh, that's so nice. Right on point. Okay, second category is local artists featured on CITR. Can you name three local artists or bands that CITR has featured, and your time starts now.
Devours, Bill Can, and Walgreen.
Oh my god, that was perfect. Jasper, now next we have events hosted by CITR. Name three events or festivals that CITR has been a part of organizing or has been a part of promoting. So your time starts now.
Victory Square Block Party, Shindig, and Come to the Fire Festival.
Oh my god. That was close call. Okay, next is fundraising rewards. So what are the three types of rewards donor will receive for supporting CITR, and the time starts now.
Oh, you can get a Nalgene at $200, some dice at $101.09. We have earplugs and a sweatsuit. Okay. And oh, there's one other thing.
Okay, no, okay, we are running out of time. Okay, next is famous guests. Name three famous guests or interviews that have been featured on CITR, and your time starts now.
Oh, wow. Well, I know Duncan had Mac DeMarco on once. I know Thunderbird Radio Health had so many over the years. You name it, they've been there.
Okay, we can't that count, but honestly, that was because honestly, this was your chance to win. Now, next we have is volunteer opportunities. What are these three roles or positions volunteers can take on at CITR? And your time starts now.
You can start a radio show, you can join a radio collective, or you can contribute to Discord or magazine, or you can volunteer at events.
Oh my God, you're just going way too fast, Jasper. I'm unable to keep the count. Okay, now next we have last question that can make or break it. So we have listener engagement. Name three ways listeners can engage with CITR outside of just tuning in. And your time starts now.
Ooh, you can come visit us in person. You can come to one of our events, or you can read the magazine, Discord magazine.
See, Jasper, you've just been perfect, and you've been a fantastic contender in a 5 second rule game. Your quick thinking and knowledge of CITR was truly impressive. It's clear that CITR has a special place in your heart, and your participation today has added a lot of fun to our show. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing your enthusiasm for CITR with our listeners. You've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much, Jasper.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for the great radio you make every week.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty just-married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle, a fashionable just-married sweatsuit, and of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donate to CITR.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
We do it for the love of it. Here at CITR and Discorder, we give you our love. No strings attached. All you have to do is turn on your radio or open the streaming app and it's there, free of charge, whenever you want it. We don't ask you for a thing. Most of the time. But 1 week out of the year, we give you a chance to return that love. It's called Fun Drive, and it's happening now. We're not asking for much. A little goes a long way. This year, we're aiming to raise $20,000 to help improve our studios and replace our aging antenna and transmitter. You can give a little or a lot. And there's prizes. If you give a little, there's little prizes. If you give a lot, there's big prizes. You can even host your own show. And it's easy. Go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button at the top of the screen. Do it right now. And help spread the love.
Well, 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 welcome back to the heart of community radio, folks. This is your host, Ankita, again at CITR 101.9 FM. And I do have some good news for you. So after an exhilarating round of a 5-second game, it's time to reveal the champion. And the winner is our very own Jasper. Yes, Jasper has indeed shown us today that passion and dedication truly paved the path to victory. And let's not overlook Kiara, who was just a whisper away from the win, trailing by only 1 point. This close competition really embodies the spirit of our CITR community. Big shout out to both Kiara and Jasper for embodying the spirit of CITR and participating today in the show. You've earned a whole lot of love from both from me and from all our dedicated listeners. Now, on to something that resonates with the reason why we all gather here at CITR. It's about giving back and showcasing our support for what we love. While your contributions stem from the heart, we've also got some swag and show prizes as tokens of our participation and our appreciation. Remember, we can't issue tax receipts, but every bit of your support goes a long way in keeping us on air and vibrant. Here's the lowdown on our pledge levels and the exclusive swag you could snag. First of all, a pledge of $30 or $5 per month gets you the 101.9 FM DJ earplug case. Secondly, for $60 or $10 per month, light up your night with the Wick Ribs Disco Glow in the Dark Yo-Yo. And for $101.9 or $15 a month, that earns you the Thumbs Way Up marble dice and a Valentine's Day song dedication to someone special. Now, if you go for $200 or $20 per month, you can grab the engagement ring. And then the Just Married sweatsuit is yours with $500 or $45 per month pledge. And if you're feeling extra generous, the $1,000 or $80 per month lets you host your own show. Yes, you heard it right. You can host a show just like I am doing right now. So you can claim these awesome rewards online or over the phone. Plus, we'll be recognizing all our donors on CITER.ca and in April or May, issue of Discorder magazine as well. So supporting CITER isn't just about donations. Again, I keep reiterating and emphasizing on this. It's about being a part of this very community that values independent voices and diverse music. If you're in the position to give, please visit donate2citer.ca today and right now, because your support means everything to us. And I hope today's show has given you plenty of reasons to say yes to CITR. Because I have already said yes to CITR, so will you all join me? And that's a wrap for today, but the music and spirit of community radio lives on. Keep tuning in for more engaging content, incredible music, and the unique voices that make CITR 101.9 FM what it is. Until next time, keep the dialogue and the community spirit alive and take care.
To CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded... Oh, why is it not working? We're getting no input from the mic.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people, here from the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly. Today I'm doing a fun drive fill-in. We're having some technical issues.